Good evening and welcome back to the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie for Blue Devil football. Dave Watson and Ray Bell in for tonight's game as the Blue Devils get ready to take on the Sheboygan Chiefs. Sue High in their blue uniforms with the white numerals, the white football pants, the Blue Devil logos on the side of the helmets as well with the blue face masks as Sue High comes in with the record of 2-0 on the campaign. Sheboygan's 1-1. We talked about the top of the broadcast. The Chiefs have injuries, some key injuries. They have been very good this year, even though in the loss last week to a Good Boyne City team, they did knock off Lake City. They can score points. They can run the ball very well. Sue High will move from left to right, as seen in their radio dial. They'll defend the north end zone, move offensively towards the south end zone. Sheboygan moves up from right to left, as seen in the dial. They'll defend the south end zone and move offensively towards the north for tonight's first quarter of play. As Sue High will be kicking off here and doing the kicking duties will be Chris Kiekhafer, as he has all season long. Sheboygan has two men back deep standing just shy of the Chiefs' five-yard line. From the 40, middle hash, there's the kick in the air. Up, over end kick taken at the 15 by the Chiefs. They'll cut up the left side of the field, right back up the middle. Cross the 25 to about the 27. First and 10 for Sheboygan as they get the ball first here, and their offense will take the field.
And good coverage by Sue High and the special teams. That's one of the little aspects that's really important, is to have good coverage. Great special teams can win you some games late.
Now the Blue Devils will set up defensively here. It's first and 10 for Sheboygan, and 11:53 to go here in the first quarter of play. Ball on the 40-yard line, or nope, make that the said the 27-yard line of Sheboygan. First and 10, full house backfield. They hand off up the middle. The big fullback takes it across the 30 to about the 32-yard line for the Chiefs, and it is Belazovic brought down by Horrigan over there, Evan Arbic as well.
Yeah, just right over the left guard spot, right, nice hole for Sheboygan.
Now it will bring up a second down and 7 for the Chiefs. Belazovic with 3 yards on that play. Second and 7 from the 33-yard line of the Chiefs. They go with split backs to the left of the quarterback for Sheboygan, and that is Caden Gardner. Gardner hands off right tackle they go, and they try to get back to the line of scrimmage. A host of Blue Devils in on the tackle, and in on that play was Timmy Garland for Sue High.
And that's, if you're a defensive team, you want to get control the gaps, get penetration so the running backs can't get going upfield.
Loss of a yard on the play, and it will bring up 3rd and 8 now for the Chiefs from their own 32-yard line for Sheboygan, and it will be Caden Gardner under center for the Chiefs, number 5. He's the junior quarterback, and they will hand off up the middle. A little chunk of yardage there. They cross the 35-yard line, get to about the 36 as the Blue Devils' Evan Erbick is able to get there with Caden Lujan.
A little counter by Sheboygan. Send everybody one way and counter back opposite the flow of bodies.
That will bring up a 4th and 2 as they are able to gain 6 yards on the play for the Chiefs. And now it will bring up a 3rd and 2 coming up for Sheboygan as the Chiefs in a critical 4th and 2, and they're showing that they're going to go for it here. See if they're going to try to delay it here to get Sue High to jump off and go to a hard count. They are going to the hard count, probably call a timeout here, and then bring the punting team out as they try to get Sue High to jump off sides on 4th and 2. I didn't think they'd go for it from their own 36 in the first series of the game. They'll talk things over and bring out special teams, one would think here at this point.
Yeah, I mean, field position early on in a game is always the best way to go, is try and pin the team deep and keep them down there. If you have a running game, the shorter field you can get, the better it's going to be. So
Blue Devils interior defense doing a good job early on.
Yes, yeah. Really, the only play that worked was that counter play, which kind of caught Sue High. You get flowing. You got to stay in your lane so you can't get the cutbacks.
10:01 to go here in the opening quarter. It's the first series of the game. Scoreless, Sue High and Sheboygan. Dave Watson and Ray Bell at the Van Sitters Field on a gorgeous night for football here in Sault Ste. Marie. It's week 3 of the high school football season as the Blue Devils will come out and bring their special teams out. Sheboygan now will do the same, or Sue High's bringing out their defensive starters. I think maybe there could be an okie-doke in this situation, unless Coach Schultz is going to go for it here.
It's an offensive formation there.
And
so.
Yeah, unless he does something different here. They're bringing the offense out, and they are going for it on fourth and two. They hand off, and they gamble and win, and it's Belozovic on second effort across the 40. That was a gamble, but that shows you how the confidence they have in their offense to get those 2 yards.
Yeah, Belozovic did a nice job running because Suhai initially had the hole stopped. He kind of found a couple of little seams and was able to cut through enough to just get the first down.
4 yard gain on that play. It will bring up first and 10 now from the 41 for the Sheboygan Chiefs, as they will have first and 10 coming up for Sheboygan from their own 40 yard line. And now this is Gardner under center, handed up. Elizovic, he has running room right up the gut. He goes. He gets all the way up towards the 50 and about an 8 yard gain.
Yeah, good little cross block inside right up the center. Just basic football.
Very good offensive line Sheboygan has. They've been talking about it all week. They're very confident in them. And having Belozovic running behind them, the one thing, though, they lost the two key contributors and the Ginnup brothers to injury. Belozovic was dinged up coming into the game, but not enough where he could not play. And so far, he looks pretty healthy out there. Second and one, ball on the 49 of Sheboygan. 8:58 to go in the first quarter of play. Gardner now, little delay handoff, hands off. They run into their own man, and Suhai bunches up, and they're able to bring him down. Not before they gain 2 yards on the play to the Suhai 49. In on the tackle was Albacall for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Sheboygan pulled a couple of the guys on the right side to the left side of the line, but Suhai was able to clog it up. But unfortunately, Sheboygan did get enough for the first down.
And they gain 3 yards on the play. As Ray said, enough for the first down, second effort. And the change of direction helps Sheboygan. First and 10 for the Chiefs from the Suhai 48. No score. 8.5 to go opening half and opening quarter here in the Sioux. Now it's Gardner under center. Split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. They have a wing back straight off to the right side. Now back to pass on play action. Gardner, he's going up top over the middle. And that is incomplete coverage by Sebastian Salcido Arroyo, as he deflected that away over there. He had a huge interception last week to help turn the game for Suhai. Nice coverage on that pass.
Especially nice coverage, because what happens, I used to coach the secondary. The secondary guys, you pass, but teams pound the ball. It's natural to start sneaking up there, and that's what Sheboygan tried to do, is catch us, and Suhai stayed home.
Second and 10 coming up from the 48 of Suhai again. Gardner's under center. Full house backfield with three guys. Nobody out as a receiver. They bunch it up. A little delay handoff. They hand off. Look out. A big hit there as Suhai lowers the boom. Heavy hit in the midsection by Lujan, bringing down the Sheboygan ball carrier. That time for the Chiefs, it was number 33, Keegan Mosher, and he was hit hard by Lujan.
And that's what fires up a defense. Penetration, get that nice hit, get the crowd into the game, get everybody fired up.
Puts the Chiefs in a third and long situation at third and 11 at the 49-yard line of Suhai. 7:50 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Third and 11 from the Suhai 49 for Sheboygan. No score first quarter. And now this is Gardner under center. Split backs behind him. Play action, rolling off to his left. He's looking. He's going to air it out. Throw over the middle. Tipped up in the air. Too high. Incomplete. He wanted number 13 over there. And that is Gavin Rose. Incomplete pass brings up fourth down.
Good pass. Really good coverage by Suhai, but it wasn't exactly the easiest one to catch.
No. Body was twisted. He nearly did come down with it, Rose did. Good effort.
Yeah.
Fourth and 11 coming up.
Suhai kind of jumped the passing lane because he anticipated the pass. He was going to try and pick it off, and I think that's what caused the missed throw as the quarterback held up a second.
They'll punt, though at least they'll show they're going to punt from their own 40 is where the punter is for Sheboygan. And the Blue Devils don't have anybody back deep. And it will be a little pooch punt. And they'll punt it. It will go about the 35 and roll all the way down, or make that the 20. And rolls all the way inside the 10. Excellent pooch punt there. Inside the 10-yard line. And it's dead at the 6-yard line of Suhai. Blue Devils first and 10. Their offense comes out for the first time here tonight. No score. First series for the Blue Devils coming up.
Yeah, that's a perfect punt. Got the nice roll out of bounds. So Suhai, you want to make sure you get good blocks. Big thing is you want to get that first down. Get yourself some breathing room.
You know, in special teams in high schools can be quite the traverses, but in to do a pooch punt for a high school punter. That's impressive, and to do it well, and he did.
Yes, and there's a lot, not necessarily a lot of time spent on that, so a lot of times the kids have to do it more on their own.
A handoff right off the hop and driven backwards is the Blue Devil ball carrier there that time as Sheboygan was right on top of it. They give it to Jasek, number 22, Alex Jasek, and he is brought down right at the point of attack. Second down coming up now for Sioux High.
Well, generally when you have a good offensive line, your team also has a good defensive line. So
it's the same big uglies out there either way you slice it.
Yep.
And now it will bring up second and 10 for Sioux High from their own six. No gain, no loss on the play. Campbell under center. He pitches back now. This is Rakigam trying to get to the outside. He's across the 10. A flag flies there. Down the sideline he goes. At the 30 to the 35. We'll have to check the marker. Usually in the area of a hold or a block in the back. I think it's going to be on Sioux High. Shall see.
That would be my guess. A hold
on the Blue Devils. So the penalty on Sioux High and a hold.
And Rakigam did a nice job running, but he had a couple of cutbacks, and sometimes when you cut back too soon, it creates the blocker in a bad position where they're kind of forced to hold the guy.
Penalty on the Blue Devils on the hold. On that second down play on second 11, it was a good run, but negated by the hold, and that will put it back at the five, pretty much where they started from that snap of the ball. So it will bring up the next down for the Blue Devils. 6:36 to go, opening quarter, no score. Sioux High second and long from their own 5-yard line. Campbell's under center. Nobody, one man behind him as a split back, and they'll hand off. This is Kale Bell, ooh, big hit from behind there as he was taking a would-be tackler with them, dragging him on the ground, and Bell in his strong legs brings it up to the 9-yard line.
A good little gain there, make it third down, about six, much more manageable play.
Third and six, as Ray mentioned, from the 10-yard line of the Blue Devils. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Blue Devils looking for a third down conversion on third and six in their own 10. Campbell now under center. One lone setback. Twins to the right. Out as receivers, and now Campbell in the shotgun. They'll spread it out. He has a setback off his right hip. It was Jasek. They didn't like some kind of alignment there, so Callen calls the timeout, and Blue Devils will talk it over.
In smart play. Callen, instant, you could tell he looked. There's something wasn't right. Early in the game, take the timeout. Could make a huge difference making this third down, keep the ball, march up the field.
He has done, Ray, a very nice job at quarterback. That was a question mark coming into the year. Of course, they didn't have to worry about it for 4 years. Some guy named Davey held that down and did a really good job. He's at Elma now playing college football. But, you know, they didn't have what you would call a traditional developed quarterback. You go to your best athletes. And Callen Campbell and Caden Lujan had a what you would call a competition. And they split the reps. Callen was the name, the first game starter. And he really has done a nice job.
I came to the scrimmage here, and I saw Mr. Campbell throw quite a few balls, and I'm like, he looked very poised, great arm, good touch. I was really impressed with him.
And his physical being that he is, he's a load to bring down. He's another weapon back there, too, to tuck it and run.
It's kind of like Josh Allen.
Oh, here we go. A happy Buffalo Bills fan. Third and six for Sioux High from their own 10. Campbell's going to tuck it and run a design run. He tripped up at the 10-yard line on the play as the Chiefs able to bring him down. A nice play to get to the open field. Jack Henderson with that, or make that number five. That's Caden Gardner for the Chiefs.
Yeah, at first on that play, it looked like Callen was going to turn the corner, get upfield, and get enough for the first down, but they made a nice play to stop them.
Tricky here. They're punting from their own end zone. You want a clean snap from the long snapper here. Keekaper is standing in his own end zone. There's the snap. Here's the punt, and it's a booming punt, and a good one by Keekaper, taken and fumbled by Sheboygan. They have to peel back at midfield, and Mosher able to jump on it there. He was going to try to make a return to give them even better field position. Went off his pads. He had to circle back. They still have good field position as he pounced on it at midfield.
Yeah, if he would have caught that, he had enough space where he could have got another 10 or 15 yards up the field.
He was thinking running before he had the ball. That was the trouble there.
Yes, that's catch it first, then run.
Now the Blue Devil off or defense comes back out on the field. They have to tighten up here on first and 10 from midfield. This is Caden Gardner now with split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. He'll hand off, and this is played and driven back, and a good play by the Blue Devils. Dejon Willis and a host of friends. Caden Lujan, Arroyo in there, Salcido Arroyo, along with Albacol, bringing down the would-be running back there, number 8, the Isaiah Ming, and Ming was driven back at his own 47. Excellent defensive play by Suhai.
Yeah, they shot the gap and got in the lane almost the same time as the running back got the ball.
From the 46 of the Chiefs, it's 2nd and 15 for Sheboygan. Excellent defensive play by the Blue Devils. Caden Gardner under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver now on the 2nd and 15 from the 46 of Sheboygan. Now Gardner hands off to the lead fullback, Balazovic. He'll gain maybe a yard on the play. Albacol in on the tackle for Suhai. Horrigan's in there as well, as I think he gained maybe a yard to Balazovic.
And the plus side for Suhai is they did a great job of clogging that hole, because that's where Sheboygan has been running 4 or 5 yards at a crack every time they've run there.
2 yard gain for Balazovic. 3rd and 13 from the 48 for Sheboygan. Gardner's shown the ability to be able to play action pass. We'll see if we get that here on 3rd and long.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be watching for the pass.
3rd and 13 from the Sheboygan 48 for the Chiefs. Split backs behind him. Under center now, Gardner. He goes play action. He has it under duress, and down he goes. Campbell with a sack. He had 2 last week. He has 1 early in this game. A big sack on Gardner as he drives him down to the Sheboygan 40, and the Chiefs have to punt. Excellent play by Campbell and the Blue Devils.
That's the best pass defense, is putting the quarterback on the ground.
And they'll have to punt it away, Will Sheboygan. Battle of the defenses here. A game in the trenches, which we expected coming in. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. 4th and 21, Sheboygan will punt. Standing back, it is between the 30 and the Sheboygan 25 is the punter for the Chiefs. They have a man back at the Suhai 25 for the Blue Devils. Oh, and there's a fumbled snap. It's a botched snap, and he falls down on it. And Suhai's going to get great field position, as they had special teamers right there. Caden Lujan brought him down, or make that Evan Arbrick. What a play by Arbrick. He pounced right on him, and Suhai has the ball in Sheboygan territory on the muff punt.
And special teams makes big plays. Take your eye off the ball, you drop it. Suhai's right there, then pounce on it. That's about a 30-yard gain for Suhai.
And 3:01 to go in the quarter. It's a first down for the Blue Devils. 1st and 10 as the offense comes out on the muff punt. They have the ball on the Sheboygan 33-yard line. Now Campbell under center, split backs behind him. A receiver split off to the left side on 1st and 10 in Sheboygan territory. They hand off. It's Rakegum. He has an open field on the right side. Oh, and nothing but green in front of him. Up to the door. He's taking it to the house. A touchdown for Rakegum on the first play from scrimmage in the second series. 33 yards. Blue Devils on the board, 6-0.
Great blocking. They baited the Sheboygan and the come in. They ran right inside of him. There was one man to beat. Rakegum made a great move and just blew right past him.
What a play, that game-breaking speed he has. Sheboygan makes a mistake on the muff punt, and here comes Rakegum for the 33-yard touchdown. Nice play, and now the extra point as Ethan McDonald is back from the soccer team. There's the kick tucked into the rope. He pushes it off to the right. It's no good, and it remains 6-0, but the Blue Devils, they pounce on a Sheboygan mistake. Rakegum scores right off the first play, and they're up 6-0.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Capitalize on your, when you get the field position, you got to score on it, and that's what Suhai did.
You know, and it goes back, as you said, special teams and defense. The defense did a good job holding Sheboygan, and then you get your game breaker making that big play.
Yeah, and kind of alluded to what you've said the last couple of games, those plays can really break a team down, because you struggle, and boom, all of a sudden Suhai's got a kid that, boom, he's gone. That makes a huge difference.
6-0, Suhai leading Sheboygan here in the Sioux, as Rakegum scores from 33 yards out. It was on the muff punt that they were able to get the ball deep in Sheboygan territory, and Rakegum from the first play scores for Suhai. They missed the PAT. And first play from scrimmage, and it only took 8 seconds, obviously, on the first play from scrimmage for the Blue Devils. And now Sheboygan awaits the kickoff here coming up.
And now if you're Suhai, you want a good kick, great coverage, try and pin Sheboygan down there and keep them down and keep the field slanted our way.
And Keekaper will kick off from the middle hash of the 40-yard line, moving from left to right as seen on your radio dial. And it's a line drive kick all the way back at the 17. Sheboygan takes it there. They'll cut up the right side of the field looking for spacing. A big hit there. They get a block, trying to get it down the sideline across the 30. Late flag. That's probably a late hit on that Sheboygan sideline. We'll check the marker.
Yeah, that would be my guess because it was late.
2:43 to go here in the first quarter of play. 6-0 Blue Devils on the Rikigam 33-yard scamper. We'll check the marker from the white hat. The head official, personal foul. Yep, what we thought.
Yep.
15-yard variety. The end of the play.
And boom, just like that, Suhai makes a mistake on their special teams, gives Sheboygan.
Yep.
Really good field position.
They'll get the ball all the way up towards midfield. They'll spot it about the 43-yard line of Sheboygan. On the late hit on the personal foul. Plus 15 for Sheboygan right off the get off the kickoff. And now it will bring up first and 10 for Sheboygan for the 43 of the Chiefs. Full house backfield, three men back there behind Gardner. Now he'll hand off a misdirection, and nothing happening there. He gives it to the big fullback, Balazovic. Host of Blue Devils in on the tackle, John Burke in there, leading the way for Suhai, along with Callan Campbell and Timmy Garland.
And that's good. If you're against an offense like this, you want to stop that basic run-up-the-gut play, and that will make it harder for them to do the other stuff off of that.
He gets a yard, does Balazovic, second and 9 from the 44 of Sheboygan. 2:10 to go in the first quarter of play. 6-0 Blue Devils with the lead. Gardner now with split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver now at the 46 of Sheboygan. And they'll hand off right up the middle to the right side. A yard or two. Garland in on the tackle again for Suhai along with Callan Campbell.
Good job by Suhai. Sheboygan will run lots of counters. They'll go. Look like they're going left, go back to the right, and Suhai stayed home in their positions, and that's how you stop the counter plays.
Third and 7 coming up now for the Chiefs from the 47-yard line of the Chiefs, as it will be one and about a minute and a half closing in on left here in the quarter. 6-0 Blue Devils right now with a lead. Gardner under center. They have a full house backfield behind the quarterback, Caden Gardner. Now Gardner on a critical third down. They hand off, and this is a misdirection to the receiver, number 13 that time. That's Gavin Rose. He gets across midfield to the Suhai 47-yard line.
And that'll bring up fourth and about a yard, it looks like.
And they will spot it about the 40, between the 47 and 48-yard line now. Of Suhai. Under a minute to go in the first quarter of play. 6-0 Blue Devils. River Rikigam had a big run for a touchdown, 33 yards, after a muff punt on special teams by Sheboygan. Suhai had a late hit on special teams. Sheboygan had a 15-yard gain right before they even snapped the ball. Now they have fourth and 1 from the 48 of Suhai. Full house backfield now for Gardner. He runs into his own man but gives it off. And this is Balazovic. He had a huge hole there. He crosses or make that Rose. They have Gavin Rose get the ball, and he gets the first down at the Suhai 45.
Yeah, lucky for Suhai that the back and the QB ran into each other, because Sheboygan did have an excellent hole. He probably would have gone for a few more yards.
First and 10 for the Chiefs, 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play as Sheboygan's in Blue Devil territory with 20 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. Oh, the athletic director sneaking up on us there. We didn't even see him. That's how fast he is these days.
I didn't realize he was that fast.
Yeah, you know, well, the slowest of the Bennons, I thought. Now first and 10 here for the 45. This is going to be Gardner on the handoff. Not much doing. It was a misdirection play. A host of Blue Devils and on the tackle. That will end the first quarter of play with the score 6-0. Suhai leads. Sheboygan has the ball. Second and 10 when we return to the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux. 6-0 Blue Devils over their rivals, the Chiefs, on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie, 6-0 Blue Devils lead going into the second quarter over Sheboygan. Chiefs have a second and 9 from the Blue Devil 45 coming up as Sheboygan moves from left to right as seen on your radio dial. They're moving towards the south end zone. Now the handoff goes right off the gut to Ming, and he does not get anything. A host of Blue Devils there. No gain, no loss on the play. Look like Horrigan and Campbell in on that tackle.
Yeah, good penetration by Suhai right at the point of attack.
Early second quarter as we're just underway in this quarter in a 6-0 lead for Suhai. River Rakigam had that 33-yard touchdown run, and it all was predicated from that muff punt on special teams by Sheboygan. Chiefs have a drive going here from the Suhai 44, and again a late hit on special teams by the Blue Devils gave Sheboygan good field position. Now 3rd and 9 from the 44 at Suhai for Caden Gardner and the Chiefs. Balazovic gets the ball, a little breathing room here. He'll gain about 4 yards, spin away from would-be tackler, and brought down at the 40.
Yeah, good run up the guts. Sheboygan did a much better job of blocking and sealing off the hole for the
makes it more manageable on that run by Belazovic.
Yeah, so now you can run up the gut. You can do your counter misdirections.
We've seen a little Gavin Rose coming out of the receiver slot, bringing him behind the quarterback.
Yeah.
He gives him a little more agility.
Officials, we need a timeout,
and,
please.
And we get a timeout here as timeout called for whatever reason here.
Clock won't run. That's only supposed to happen when we're behind.
Yeah, yeah, really. Home cooking. And they're going to reset that quickly. And Pat Bennett and his staff was right on top of that. A lot of times that goes for a while, and the fans are yelling. But that was not the case. They quickly, before they even snapped the football. So they're tending to that. And it's 6-0, Sheboygan trailing Suhai. A big fourth down coming up now for the Chiefs. Dave Watson, Ray Bell here at the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie at the Van Sitters Field for Blue Devil football. Our broadcast engineer is Tiffany Stratton, working her variable resistors for us back at the Radio Sioux Studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. And while we have a moment, I want to give my thoughts and prayers to a fellow that's been in sports media a long time sports writer, sports editor at the Sioux News, Rob Ruse. He's battling cancer. Just found out about that recently. They're organizing perhaps a fundraiser for him down the road. We'll talk about that more. Rob, if you know him, he's a great guy. He covers everything in the Eastern UP. Of course, Ray,
yes.
He covered Ray's games. He's a great guy and always happy and smiling and a hard worker. So we're pulling for Rob Ruse. He got tough news recently, and one of the true gentlemen in the sports media up here, and it's been doing it a long time.
Yes, no, he was a class act, did a very good job. There are some coaches that don't exactly like to talk to reporters, but he would always do his best to talk to them, always wrote very factual stories, did stuff for the kids.
A very positive story, and what was a longtime vote in the Eastern UP at the Upper Peninsula Sports Writers and Sportscasters, and that's a big thing, getting recognition for this area. So Rob, we're pulling for you, and thoughts and prayers with him and his family. Now it's coming up here for Sheboygan as the clock is unoperational on the fourth down play. They will punt it, and it takes a Suhai punt all the way down to the end zone. They nearly dove for it to try to get it on the one. Suhai will get the ball at the 20 after the touchback.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought Sheboygan might actually go for it, but
from the 20 of Suhai, as the Blue Devils now will have 1st and 10 coming up here at the Van Sitters Field. 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line for Suhai, as early here in the second quarter of play. And now they'll break from the huddle, as it will be 1st and 10 for the Blue Devils, as Kellen Campbell will have a 1st and 10 situation. Campbell now under center, split backs now behind him, and they'll hand off. It's Rakigam off the right tackle. There he goes in the open field, across the 35, 40, to midfield. One man to beat, across the 30, still going. He gone, touchdown. River Rakigam, 80 yards for Suhai.
I think that gives him 100 yards for the day.
I think it does too, wow. I said he was a game breaker, Ray.
You weren't wrong. Great blocking
yards by
Suhai, and then he had one guy to beat, and he beat him.
80 yards, and Ray, that's not his longest run of the year. And they had 95 2 weeks ago in Escanaba.
Oh, he's slowing down,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, what's wrong with him? Yeah. What a play, upright tackle. He switched directions, kind of Barry Sanders moves, following his blockers and zigzag back to the left. Got in an open field, and no way they're going to get him.
And good Suhai receiver out in open field, make a good block to help spring him.
And now Blue Devils will try the two-point conversion, I would think, here because they missed the PAT before. River Rakigam on another run for Suhai.
And I think we have a timeout. I think there was a little miscommunication about going for 2 points or kicking, and Coach Menard made the right decision, call a timeout, and get set up what you want to do.
Talk about it here. Suhai now up two scores, and Rakigam with a big run there, getting into the open field. And that's where I thought maybe they'd have an opportunity with Rakigam tonight. Sheboygan has such a beefy line. What do they have on the edge for skill guys to be able to get your skill guy? And that's why I thought he could be more of a factor than Cale Bell tonight because of the beef in the middle. And, you know, everybody talked about the interior, but nobody talked about what they had out at DBs and on the edge there, Ray. I thought that could be a factor coming in with Rakigam. We're seeing it early on.
Yes, you're totally right. If you don't have the advantage inside, you want to get the ball outside. And either by quick passes or quick hitters, and they did a great job of, because once you can tell speed-wise, once you get around that corner, he's gone.
They're working to get that clock operational. 9:30 now is on that clock, and that's the time of the touchdown. It would be, as the Blue Devils now have the 12-0 lead. They'll go for two here. As they missed that PAT, they called the timeout. Now they'll talk things over, and they did that. So they have twins to the right. One lone setback, Jacek off Campbell's hip. He's in shotgun on the two-point try. Now it's going to be Campbell taking himself, changes directions into the end zone. The ball comes loose, pops up in the air, and who has it? And Suhai pounces on it. And another bounce goes the Blue Devils' way. Two-point conversion is good as they get the two-point conversion on the fumble and pounce on it in the end zone.
Yeah, there are about three or four guys from both teams that could have pounced on that. When you're winning and things are going well, you seem to get those bounces.
14-0 Blue Devils. This game, we thought early on, going to be a battle of strength against strength. But so far, the one turning point, the one thing the advantage Suhai has is that game breaker. And again, I come back to the fact Sheboygan's strength is the middle. And I thought, coming in, the edge. What are they going to have in the edge? Because Suhai has a guy in the edge that can run. And right now, he's winning the battle.
You're right. And the off-tackle plays have done it. And that's the edge that a couple of times Suhai's run in the middle. Sheboygan's done a good job of stopping it.
So now the Chiefs will get the ball back on a 14-0 Blue Devil lead. 9.5 to go in the first half of play. Kiefer kicking from the center hash of the 40 of Suhai, moving from right to left as seen on your radio dial. And it's a big leg, and he'll just kind of pooch it towards the 35 of Sheboygan, and they'll get good field position all the way up to the 40-yard line on the right side of the field. And in on the tackle for Suhai. Excellent special teams there by Will Oman as he brings them down. Sheboygan first and 10 from the Chiefs' 40-yard line, moving from left to right as seen on the radio dial.
Yep, good coverage there. They tackled him pretty much right away as soon as he got the ball. And no penalty this time.
Yep, and that's good.
Yep.
You don't want those darn stinking penalties. There's no question about that. 14-0 Blue Devils of the lead. First and 10 for the Chiefs coming up from the Sheboygan 40-yard line. Dave Watson, Ray Bell, Van Sitter's Field on a gorgeous night for football here in Sault Ste. Marie. And now it's first and 10 for Gardner. And now this is going to be Gardner handing off, and they go right up the middle. That's number 7 for Sheboygan. And Seth Flores. Flores gets up to the 45, little scat back, gets about 5 yards.
Yep, he ended up bouncing off the outside tackle there and got a good hole.
And now the Blue Devils have a second down coming up. We say hi to Blue Devils soccer coach Al MacArthur, always listening and messages us. As Blue Devils soccer lost 3-0 to Marquette yesterday. Only had one sub, Marquette at 14. of course, you expect that. They got a real big soccer team. But Al's enjoying the night camping out in the Brimley. Enjoy, Al. Thanks for checking in. And thanks for listening. Now, Gardner, second and three. Gardner hands off. Not much doing there. Right up the middle, a host of Blue Devils in on the tackle. Bringing down the would-be ball carrier there for Sheboygan. Timmy Garland and on the make that time Alba call.
Yep, and this will be third and one here, so it's where you want to try and get some penetration, not let them get started, maybe tackle them for a loss to make them punt the ball.
Third and one coming up from the 49, so midfield for Sheboygan from their own 49-yard line. 8 minutes left here in the first half of play. 14-0 Sioux High. Rakegan with two touchdown runs, 33 and 80 yards. Split now full house backfield, three men behind Gardner. The handoff right up the middle. It goes the little scat back again, zigzagging his way up the middle, and he gets a chunk of yardage across to the Sioux High 46 and achieves first down for number seven. That's Seth Flores.
Yep. Sheboygan did a good job of sealing off, little misdirection. Give it to Garland, who comes back up the middle, gets the first down for the Chiefs.
7:40, clock rolling left in the first half. First and 10 for Sheboygan from the Sioux High 46. 14-0 Blue Devils of the lead. Gardner under center. He has a full house backfield behind him. They're bunched up. Nobody orders the receiver on first and 10. And now they'll have the handoff off left tackle and a gain of about 4 yards for Sheboygan down to about the 41-yard line of Sioux High on that run by the Chiefs.
Sheboygan did an excellent job blocking at the point of attack. The back didn't get touched about 4 yards into the across the line of scrimmage.
Second and six coming up now for the Chiefs from the 42-yard line of the Blue Devils. Gardner under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. Now Caden Gardner, he'll hand off, then they'll bounce to the edge. Flores tries to change directions back to the middle of the field. He crosses the 40-yard line, gets a little chunk of a yardage of maybe 3 yards for the Chiefs.
Sioux High did a much better job controlling the gaps, linebackers reading their keys, and not allowing any cutback to pretty much stop them for a minimal gain.
2 yard gain for Flores, third and four coming up from the Blue Devil 39-yard line, 6:25 left here in the first half of play in a steamy night here in Sault Ste. Marie. Beautiful conditions. Week three of the high school football season and the rivals in town. The Blue Devils have a 14-0 lead here in the second quarter. Now Gardner under center, split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver on third and four for the Chiefs. And Gardner hands off right up the middle. They'll try to get to the point of attack, getting close to the marker. Second effort may have gotten it done for the Chiefs as they have gone to a couple different backs. We haven't seen much of Elizovic here in this series. They haven't needed him because Flores and company are able to get downfield to get a first down on that play.
It's almost kind of like they've decided to go to more speed backs and quickness. And
yep. First and 10 for the Chiefs. They get the first down, and they're at the Blue Devil 35. Split backs behind Gardner. Nobody out as a receiver. Now Caden Gardner, he'll hand off. This is Flores. He'll bounce off the edge to the left side. He crossed the 35 back towards the line of scrimmage. He'll gain about a yard on the play.
I think I saw a flag, which is probably going to be holding, so that will be coming back.
Yep, there is a flag down the far side of the field, about the 34-yard line. Offsides Blue Devils. So Sheboygan will take that penalty and keep on moving down the field. For the Chiefs. 5:33 to go here in the half. 14-0 Blue Devils, and the Chiefs are driving a penalty on Sioux High on offsides. Brings it all the way down to the Sioux High 25-yard line.
First down,
make that the 30. Yep, it is the 25. First and 10 at the 25 of Sioux High for Sheboygan as this drive continues. Blue Devils up 14-0. Gardner under center, full house backfield behind him. Now Caden Gardner. He will get the snap and hand off up the middle and busting loose across, getting good field position there across the 20 to about the 17-yard line is number 24, Cody Lane.
Yep, and the big bodies of Sheboygan are starting to take over right now and
create holes. They have a very good offensive line, does Sheboygan. 5:05 to go here in the quarter. Second and two coming up for the Chiefs from the 17 of Sioux High. Now Gardner. under center. Full house backfield. Now Caden getting the snap. And this is going to be played right to Rose. He'll counter off the left side. Caden Lujan in the tackle.
Suhai well defended, controlled the gaps, stopped him for basically no gain.
4:30 to go here in the first half of play. Third and two coming up for Sheboygan from the 17. No gain on the play for the Chiefs. Moving from left to right, I've seen it in the radio dial, moving towards that south end zone. Trying to get it on the board to cut this lead in half, or to get any points, 14-0 right now. Suhai with a lead. Now a third and one coming up for the Chiefs from the 16 of Suhai. Caden Gardner has a full house backfield. Now Gardner, he'll hand off left tackle there, number seven, that's Flores. Flores now gets across the 20 all the way to rather the 15-yard line. Good running ability by Flores there, and that's good enough for a first down. We haven't seen Flores the whole game until now, and he's being effective.
Yes, he has. Nice little run, read the seam there and got open.
First and 10 from the 13 of Suhai for Sheboygan. Caden Gardner, full house backfield. Nobody out as a receiver on first and 10 from the Blue Devil 13. And now Gardner hands off up the middle. They go. Host of Blue Devils into the tackle. Campbell is there. It looked like Dejon Willis and Garland for Suhai. Much, if anything, gained on that play.
Yeah, they've gone to the full house backfield, alternating between right up the gut or just off tackle.
Second and seven. They do gain 3 yards on the play, do the Chiefs. And it brings up second and seven from the 9 of Suhai. 3:17 left in the first half of play, and it's 14-0 Blue Devils. Full house backfield. Chiefs are driving in the red zone. Now Flores. He'll go off that counter to the left side. Not much doing there. A host of Blue Devils and on the tackle.
Good coverage there. Gain of a yard. So third and five, very manageable.
They go to that counter off that left side. Suhai's doing a good job the last few plays of sealing that off.
Yeah. Which, that's really tough to do when the teams start pounding off the middle. You want to start the cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is you've got keys. Everybody's wadding certain backs or certain things. Read your keys. Follow your techniques.
Third and five coming up from the 9 of Suhai for Sheboygan. Critical third down. Now this is Gardner. Gardner now hands off, and it's right up the middle they go, and a host of Blue Devils in on that tackle for Suhai. So that will bring up fourth down. They've kind of gone stale the last couple of plays offensively for the Sheboygan Chiefs.
The Sioux has kind of bunched up the middle. They've basically pinching in and cutting off.
Big fourth down coming up now for Suhai. On a fourth down for Sheboygan. Critical play, fourth and goal from the 5 of Suhai. 14-0. Blue Devils are the lead, and this is a big play for both teams. Sheboygan trying to get in the end zone here. A fourth and goal coming up from the 5. They need fourth and 3 for the Chiefs. Fourth and 3, and we get a flag flying.
Sheboygan got Suhai the jump.
And a jump, and that's a killer there.
Yeah.
Man, that's a killer. That brings it first down and goal.
Yeah, smart call by Sheboygan. This is when you want to do it. You got a fourth down. You know the defense is coming, anticipating, trying to jump.
Yeah, and you get that first down. You don't even have to run the play. It's a third down conversion.
Well, actually,
on the penalty.
It's short. It's still fourth and one.
It was fourth and 5. Yeah, I was looking at the scoreboard. I got to learn not to look at the scoreboard all the time.
Well, I thought it was enough for a first down, too. So
fourth and one coming up now for Sheboygan from the 3. Suhai now trying to stop the Chiefs on fourth down. We get a whistle. Timeout called before the snap. And Coach Schultz wants to talk things over for Sheboygan. Dave Schultz calls the timeout right before the snap, and they'll talk things over. 1:49 to go here in the first half of play. 14-0 Suhai. Fourth and one for Sheboygan from the Suhai 3-yard line as they call timeout and want to talk things over.
Well, smart, because they were going to run inside, and the Sioux had pinched in their players. They were saying, we're not giving up an inside run. So
Dave Watson along with Ray Bell here at the Van Sitters Field in Sault Ste. Marie in a gorgeous night. Blue Devils right now have the 14-0 lead, but Sheboygan in a timeout and, of course, driving. They have the lead to the Blue Devils, but a critical fourth down coming up deep in Sault High territory as the Blue Devils have the lead over Sheboygan. Here at the Van Sitters Field, there is 1:49 to go here in the first half of play, and a 14-0 lead for Sault High late in this first quarter or first half of play here at the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux. Dave Watson, Ray Bell here at the Van Sitters, and we're ready for this critical fourth down play. It's fourth and one coming up for the Sheboygan Chiefs. Fourth and one from the 3-yard line for the Chiefs as they will go with the full house backfield. Three men behind the quarterback, Gardner. They bunch things up here and they snap, give it to Belozovic off left tackle. And he goes towards the goal line, diving towards that first down marker. And still no signal yet.
First down,
Sheboygan.
He didn't get much, but he just got enough.
Yep, that's all you need in that situation. So they're on the goal line on first and goal from the one.
It's a little game of cat and mouse. Sheboygan decided to go left tackle instead of up the gut.
So they'll place the ball in the left hash. Gardner now under center. Split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver. First and goal. And now they'll hand off. Trying to go off left tackle. No signal yet. And it's a touchdown for the Chiefs. Not sure who had it over there. Belozovic maybe?
That would be my guess.
Belozovic with the touchdown, number 22. We'll give it to him. 1:04 to go, and they're on the board. That's a critical touchdown for Sheboygan. They needed that.
Yep.
Big time.
And now what's equally important, I'm assuming they're going to go for two, is you want to keep them out of the end zone.
They'll go for two here. Will the Chiefs. 14-0 Blue Devils of the lead, and here's the two-point try. This is Gardner rolling out. He'll pass. A wide-open man in the flats, Belozovic, and he waltzes in the end zone for the two-point try. 14-8, Sault High.
And they've been pounding it. You fake, roll out, little pass to open guy. Sault High got caught trying to cheat up and stop the run.
So a methodical drive for Sheboygan. They did what they had to do and get in the end zone with a variation of some running plays, and Belozovic able to get it done in the end.
Yep, and if you're Sheboygan, that's how you counter the breakaway plays of Sault High, is you have that methodical drive, keep the clock, maybe get the offensive players for Sault High kind of out of rhythm.
1 yard run, 2-point try was good on Gardner finding his man, Belozovic, in the end zone. It was in the flats as he was able to get in the end zone, and the 2-point try good. Sheboygan now cuts it down to 14-8. They'll kick off to the Blue Devils with just over a minute to go in the half. Sault High will have Oshelski and Jasek back deep. There's the kick, and Deshaun Willis takes it at the 30 for Sault High, and up back down the sideline he goes, all the way to midfield. He's going to be brought down in Chiefs territory at the 47-yard line.
Nice run, made one guy miss, tiptoed up the sideline, put Sault High in Sheboygan territory.
And a nifty kick return by the up back.
Now give Sault High offense, run some pass plays here or some of their running plays if they're playing too far back, maybe get an opportunity to get a score themselves.
And 1:04 was the time of that touchdown. 13-play drive by the Chiefs. And now here come the Blue Devils with 58 seconds to go here in the half. And they have first and 10 from the 43 of Sheboygan. Now they'll hand off, back to pass rather, Campbell. He's going to air it out on the right side, looking for Max Scott, who stumbled incomplete pass.
Yeah, he had him. His throw was just off a little bit. Roll to the right, good read.
And a good run, good attempt on the play action play. Now they'll have second and 10 coming up.
And that's one thing young Mr. Campbell has done a very good job is making decisions back there of where to throw, when to throw, following his keys.
Time of that drive was 8:16 as well. Chewed up a lot of the clock in that half as well for Sheboygan. It was a 60-yard drive. Now the Blue Devils. Campbell in the shotgun. Trips to the right. Back to pass. Looking. Here comes a linebacker. The throw goes behind the intended receiver. Incomplete pass. And it brings up third down. As the guy was coming from his blind side over there, number 11, Campbell rushed his throw a bit. That was Eli Coulter coming in. Campbell could hear the footsteps.
It's a good thing you could hear the footsteps, though, because some young quarterbacks can't and just get nailed. So.
Yeah, and nailed and lose the football and all kinds of issues.
Yep.
Third and 10 coming up for Sioux High for the Sheboygan 48. Just 47 seconds left here in the half. 14-8, Sioux High with the lead. Campbell breaks in the huddle. On the third down coming up, they'll go twins to the right. Oshelski and Scott, one lone setback off the right hip of Campbell. Now a low snap, back to pass. Callen looking, and he's under duress. He's looking, he'll throw. And did he have a man there? Might have trapped it. It was Caden Lujan, and they say completed pass inside the 35-yard line to the 33. And Sioux High has to rush up because once they reset the chains, the clock will start again with 39 seconds left in the half. First down at the 35-yard line. Lujan with the catch. Now it's going to be first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Campbell in the shotgun. They go twins to the left this time. A little screen pass to Oshelski. Oshelski across the 30. Tries to get to the open field. Shoestring tackle made by Coulter. He slowed him down enough. And the tackle made by Sean Postola for the Chiefs with 25.3 seconds to go. Timeout on the field.
On the previous pass play, Campbell did a great job because Sheboygan just blew past the interior guards of Sioux High, and they were pressure right away. Campbell rolled out enough and made a good throw on the run to where only the Sioux High player could catch it. And nice job by the Sioux High team then, being well coached. Get up to the line, get your position, get set, and then so you can run the play. Nice little run by Oshelski there to make it just a two-yard away from another first down.
Second and one coming up for Sioux High from the 26. Of course, time is of the essence here because they have 25.3 seconds to go in the half. 14-8, Blue Devils lead Sheboygan here late in the first half of play, and they have a second and one coming up for the Sheboygan 26-yard line. As Sioux High comes back from the huddle, they'll have twins to the left again. Campbell will be in the shotgun. Rakegum will be the lone setback. He'll be off the left hip of Campbell when the Chiefs come out and line up. Second and one, again from the 26 of Sheboygan for the Blue Devils. They're up 14-8 late in this first half of play. Moving towards that north end zone, from right to left as seen on your radio dial. Campbell in the shotgun. Rakegum off his left hip. Twins to the left in Scott. He's the inside receiver. Oshelski to the outside. Punt fake. Campbell looking. He'll throw left corner for Scott. Tipped in the air, and it was intercepted. Good coverage. Double teamed was Scott in with the interception for Sheboygan in the end zone. It was number 8, and that was Isaiah Ming.
Campbell threw it up to a spot. Sheboygan just made the better play. I think Scott kind of misread the ball initially.
One would think just run out the clock in the locker room, and if you're Dave Schultz, you got to be pretty pleased you're down 14-8 at the half.
Yeah, not bad. For a while there, it looked like Sioux High was going to run away with it. You stuck to your game plan, ran the ball, got within a score, and bottom line, usually you want to get to the fourth quarter with a chance to win the game.
Especially on the road.
Yes.
First and 10 here from the 20 of Sheboygan. 19.1 seconds to go. Split backs behind Gardner. One would think they're just going to know. They're going to run a play. And Balazovic right up the middle he goes. And they stop the clock. Nope, the clock rolling. 10 seconds. Continues to run. They're going to run it out now. And that will end the first half of play. And a good first half. And Sheboygan trails Sioux High at the half. It is the Blue Devils with the lead at the end of the first half of play, as Sioux High has the lead by a score of 14-8 here at halftime. We will take a three-minute timeout. I'll come back to the first half stats and much more. High school football, Sioux High. They're in a barn burner with their rivals, the Sheboygan Chiefs. Blue Devils 14 and the Sheboygan Chiefs 8. And we're back in 3 minutes here from the Sioux on 1230 WSOL. Back at the Van Sitters Field at the half, the Blue Devils have a 14-8 lead in high school football as they lead the Sheboygan Chiefs at halftime, and they're honoring a couple of veterans out there on the track. And Natalie Cahill, of course, a tremendous athlete at Sioux High, as was her brother Nick, who played for the Sioux Indians, Joey Sean, for hockey years ago, and tremendous defenseman he was. She was an outstanding in cross country and track and field, and she's of course in the military, and now that they have an older gentleman there honoring as well. This is just a great job by Pat Bennett and his staff here, Ray. You know, involving in the community, I know that's a big thing with Pat when he took the job. He's talked about it, and this has been, they had a ceremony before the game and now a halftime one. A very nice job here, letting, of course, the service members in and, of course, first responders in for free just to watch the game, and just a tremendous job here tonight. This is one of the better, I think, events that I've seen here in a while, and how it was well put together.
And Pat kind of talked about that during basketball season. He wanted more involvement, and you got to start. This is a great way. Get people to come in, honor them. Then all of a sudden, like, hey, this is pretty fun to watch. So, and it's a great, just a great event. Honor your veterans and other people. And
we're up here in the press box, and you can just look at the beaming faces from the Cahills to the older gentleman they're honoring as well.
Yes.
And, you know, this is just memories you can't take away from. A great job by Sioux High here.
Yes.
At a halftime. Of course, 9/11 coming up on Sunday, and doing this in remembrance of that. Here's the scoring summary for tonight's first half play. Sioux High took the lead at the 2:53 mark of the first quarter. River Akegum, 33-yard touchdown run off the first play from scrimmage. It was 8 seconds for the drive, and the PAT was no good, and Sioux High had the 6-0 lead. That was in the first quarter of play. Second quarter, off a Sheboygan muffed punt, Sioux High had great field position, and the that led for the 33-yard touchdown run for Sioux High. It was off a muff punt of Sheboygan, and that led Rekegum to the touchdown on that first touchdown off the muff punt for the Blue Devils. Sheboygan would have a bad snap, a fumble by the punter. He'd lay on it, and then Rekegum would run 33 yards to the touchdown. Into the second quarter, Rekegum with a big run. 80 yards, he would go off right tackle down the sideline. Two-point try was good for Sioux High, and it was a 80-yard drive in all for River Rekegum, and the Blue Devils have a 14-0 lead at that time at the 9:30 mark of the second quarter. Then Sheboygan had a long time consuming drive, 13 plays. Sioux High bailed them out on a fourth down play on a penalty against the Blue Devil defense. It would all cultivate into a 1 yard Dylan Balazovic touchdown run. 8:16 time of the drive, a 60-yard drive in all. The point after was a 2-point try. Gardner would find Balazovic in the flats of the 2-point conversion, and it would be a 14-8 Sioux High lead at the break at the 1:04 mark late in the first half play. 13 plays, 8:16, time of the drive, and it was all in all a 60-yard drive for the Chiefs as well, and that was big because that got them on the board. So it's 14-8 at the break, pretty much what we thought. Even Steven, between these two teams, Sheboygan did a nice job. They needed that touchdown desperately, Ray. They got it,
yeah.
And we got a ball game.
Yep. So if you're Sioux High now, you've got to figure out how you can penetrate their offensive line, get in the gaps, keep them so they're not driving the first down, because they basically just ran it down our throat.
Yep.
Inside, inside, little off tackle, inside, inside, off tackle, play action pass. So the Sioux High's got to figure out how they can get penetration and stop them from gaining 4 or 5 yards a crack.
I'm sure Coach Menard and his defensive coordinator, Gordy Campbell, and the defensive assistant, Brendan Kreiderman, going over adjustments right now to what Ray's saying. And that will be big for Sioux High going into the second half. Coach's Corner tomorrow morning, 11:05 a.m. till noon. Your host, yours truly, at Applebee's. I'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Scott Nason will join us, the voice of the Sioux Eagles hockey, and, of course, the host of the game on Monday nights, 6 to 8 on News Talk 1400. We'll talk to Scott about all that and, of course, all kinds of local sports and maybe hit on the Lions and that Bills win the big night for Ray last night in Buffalo's win over the Rams. We'll talk all kinds of stuff with Scotty tomorrow. Second half of the show, we'll have some folks in the Sioux Flag Football League. They're having their championships next week, and my nephew John's involved. He's on one of the teams. He loves football. So what position do you like to play, John? He goes, I like to get that flag. He wants to be a defensive player, but a great job they do, and we'll talk to the Byrons about that. Coach Kipper all coming on Coach's Corner tomorrow. All that much more, including this week in high school sports and what's on deck as well. We will take a break. I'll play coming up this week in high school sports, and then second half coming up here in a moment. Sheboygan Trails, Sioux High, Blue Devils 14, Sheboygan 8 on 1230 WSOO. And we're back to the Van Sitters Field in the Sioux, 14-8, Sioux High with the lead. And Ray pointed out something that defensive coordinator Gordy Campbell was getting an explanation from one of the officials along with Callan down there about some calls being made on Sioux High and perhaps an explanation of, well, you know, why they're made and what's being called with Sheboygan. And it's kind of interesting down there, Ray. That just and that's good to have communication at halftime, you know, and say, you know, hey, what exactly what's going on here?
Yeah, instead of hollering at the officials, say, hey, they're doing this. Isn't that illegal? Or
yeah.
Well, what can he can't do? And
yeah, a little mediation, you know.
Yes.
And that's not a bad thing at all. That was a good eye by you noticing that. As, of course, the coach is going to notice watching officials and talking to officials and things of that nature. And we're ready for the start of the second half. Sheboygan will move from left to right, as seen in the radio dial. They'll kick off in the middle hash, and Sioux High will have two men back deep, make it one lone man, back at the five-yard line of Sioux High. 14-8, Blue Devils with the lead. Third quarter underway, and there's a line drive kick taken by Sioux High. They'll cross the 20, cut back to the 25, up to the 30, to the 35, 40, into the open field he goes, down the left sideline, one man to beat across the 30, it's Jasek, and Alex Jasek all the way down to the 20-yard line, a big kick return deep into Sheboygan territory.
Nice run by Jasek, read the cutters, went up the field, and once he got into open field and knew he was going to get tackled, held on to the ball, good solid running, good blocks, no clips. Great way to start the third quarter.
Again, like you said, the special teams.
Yeah.
A big kick return to start the third quarter of play. Now it's going to be first and 10 for the Blue Devils from the 20 of Sheboygan. They'll break from the huddle now. And it will be Callan Campbell under center. He'll have split backs behind him. The receivers split off to the left side, and that's Max Scott. Now Campbell. Campbell now hands off to Cale Bell, and the big fullback first carry of the game for him. All the way down, he lumbers inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9.
Sioux High's version of misdirection. You know Sheboygan's going to key on who's burned him, so what do? He goes outside, run the ball up the middle.
First and 10 on that run by Bell inside to the 10-yard line of Sheboygan. Sioux High with a big kick return, setting up a good field position. Bell with the big run for the first down, 10-yard scamper, and now they're in the red zone inside the 10. Campbell with split backs behind him, off to his right hip, and now they'll hand off. Not much doing there. A host of Chiefs in on the tackle as they'll bring down the ball carrier, leading the way for Sheboygan there. Big number 52 for the Chiefs, as that was Mason Bale and Bial, and Bial bringing him down. No gain on the play.
Yeah, there was no opportunity there for there. Just a standstill at the line. No place to cut.
1 yard is what he got for the Blue Devils. Second and goal from the 9. Bell with split backs off his right hip. Receiver split to the right side. Now Bell hands off. They'll counter the left, and Rakigam has an open field across the 5, and he'll scamper across the pylon for the touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run. Rakigam with 3 on the day.
Great cut. He was going to the outside. He cut inside the hip and then bopped it outside after he got past that block.
Listen to that crowd. Great crowd on hand. And enjoyed that touchdown by Rakigam, 9-yard scamper, and the Devils with a big touchdown there to go up 12-20-8.
Yeah, that's the way you want to start, put the pressure on the other team. And then this will get your defense fired up for them to make a play.
10:42 left here in the Third quarter of play. Suhai with the touchdown. Rakegum. They will try for two. 20-8. Suhai with the lead. Rakegum with the touchdown. Campbell now back to pass. He's looking in the flats. Has a man. It's Bell trying to get to the pylon and does. The two-point conversion for Kale Bell on a pitch and catch from Kellen Campbell.
Nicely executed. I used to be a coach defense, and that's always a tough play to stop. Quarterback's rolling out. You got a back rolling out in the flat. Which one are you going to cover?
Two-point try, good. Campbell finding his man in the end zone. In Bell, rather in the flats, he was able to hit to the pylon, and it's now a 22-8 Suhai lead. As he hits that two-point conversion, and again, all set up with that big kick return to get all the way down to the 20-yard line of Sheboygan by Alex Jasek. A huge kick return, and that really gave Suhai something to work with.
Yep, and so now on the flip side, you want to get a good kickoff, good coverage, stay in your lanes. If the guy gets close to the sideline, and once he steps out, don't hit him. Try and pin them down as deep as you can.
Five plays, so the Devils are able to get that touchdown. Or actually make it four plays for the Devils. They get the touchdown, and a big one at that. And now the kickoff taken back by Sheboygan. Look like they're trying to change directions to the left side. They do get across the 25 to the 27-yard line. That was number 11, and that's Gavin Rose. And Sheboygan has first and 10 coming up as they take over down 22-8.
And good coverage by Suhai. Stayed in their lane, so there was nothing kicking it out wide.
1:18 time of that drive. And in all, it was an 80-yard drive for Suhai. And they have the lead over Sheboygan. And the Chiefs now, first and 10 coming out for the Chiefs at 10:33 to go here in the quarter. From the 29-yard line of Sheboygan. 22-8 Blue Devils. Now the defense has to step up for Suhai. Caden Gardner has a full house backfield behind him. And they will hand off right up the middle they go. And the big fullback takes it up across the 34-yard line.
And that's what Sheboygan's going to try and do. Fullback, run some misdirection, try and catch it for a big play.
And a big run there for the Chiefs. 10-10 to go here in the quarter. They gained 6 yards on that play. And now it brings up second and four from the 36-yard line. Make it the 35 of Suhai. Or of Sheboygan, rather. Gardner now hands off. They go wide down the right edge, and he has an open field down the sideline. He goes. It's Mosier all the way into Suhai territory, driven out of bounds inside the 35-yard line of the Blue Devils. A big run there for Sheboygan, and they bounce it off the right edge, a little counterplay, and it goes deep into Blue Devil territory for Keegan Mosier. It's a first down for the Chiefs.
And that's what your defensive end has got to force them in. Don't let them get outside. Sheboygan drew us in, and they popped it outside.
Keegan Mosier with a big run there. First and 10 now for the Chiefs from the Blue Devil 34-yard line. 9:50 to go here in the third quarter. 22-8, Suhai with the lead. They have split backs behind the quarterback, Gardner. They hand off right up the middle at the point of attack. Horrigan's there. He drives him down along with Caden Lujan. And the running back there was Cody Lane. Not much doing there.
Great, and that's what against the team is a heavy dominant run team. You want to make that first stop so it's a second and long.
9.5 to go here in the third quarter of play, and a 22-8 score as Suhai right now with the lead, but Sheboygan in Blue Devil territory at the Blue Devil 34-yard line. Now it will be Gardner with split backs behind him. And nobody out as a receiver for Caden Gardner and the Chiefs from the 34 is Suhai. They'll hand off on a counter play, left side, trying to change directions to the right side to try to go to the middle of the field. Couple flags fly, and that was Jacob Seaman there. And we got to check the marker. He did gain about 6-7 yards on the play.
And hopefully that's a hold. The end on Suhai did a great job that time. He forced the back inside.
Check the marker. White hat.
Face mask.
Ooh. Hopefully just the Gurdon variety and not a 15-yarder on a personal foul. I think it's
just a
10. And it's still, you don't want those. It's going to bring up first and 10 for the Chiefs. And that's a first down for Sheboygan in Blue Devil territory. They get the ball now all the way down about the 22-yard line, 21-yard line of Sioux High. Full house backfield now behind Caden Gardner. Gardner now under center, 22-8 Blue Devils. And he'll hand off, a little delay hand off. No, he kept it himself, and he's going to be driven back all the way to the 30. And the second sack of the game, it's a halvesies there between Albacall and Campbell. Albacall started it. Campbell finished it.
I think he was going to pass. I think it was play action.
And he didn't know the two linebackers were right there in his face.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. In theory, you would think they wouldn't be there because you've been running
right.
So effectively. But, no, that's a great play at a big time.
Second and 18 coming up from the 29 of Sioux High for Sheboygan. Big sack there by Campbell and Albacall. And Gardner now. Under center, he has split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver on second and 18. And now they'll hand off. Not much doing there. A host of Blue Devils are there to bring him down. Good play in the interior.
Yeah. So now you're going to be third and long, so you want to make sure nothing gets outside. Follow your keys. Don't try and cheat up. Just play basic football.
22-8, Blue Devils are the lead. Keep down coming up here on third and long. Of course, they're four down territory either way you slice it in at the Sioux High 29, but still critical down here. This is where Sioux High's flubbed, had a bad penalty to keep the drive alive for Sheboygan. They have to step up here.
Yeah, you for sure you want to keep them third and long.
Third and 18 coming up from the 29 of Sioux High. 22-8 Blue Devils. Now back to pass Gardner. He hands off, tried to hand off. He slipped and fell on his own footing. Campbell was right there, and he's brought down to bring it fourth down and long.
He did the smart play. He got Campbell coming at you. I'm going down.
He got around that edge again.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're a the Sheboygan coaches, I can just imagine what's being said on their headsets. You know, someone get a hold of 44. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Right now, nothing's going to stop it. You're going to put a pylon out there, and you know, the way Callan's just twirling around everybody. Yeah, athletic ability he has. He's a kid that can play call, I think, at the next level. Just a junior. Division II, potential maybe Division I. I mean, I think he has that ability.
Yeah.
You know, Sioux High has a few guys. You know, John Burke's already sealed that CMU after this year. Back to pass Gardner, and here comes Campbell.
Fumble. Again.
There's a fumble picked up by a big lineman. It's Horrigan, and he brings it to the Sioux High or Sheboygan 45-yard line. As they sack Gardner, he fumbled the ball, and Horrigan with the recovery. And for the third straight week, Ray, Sioux High has a critical turnover by the defense, putting Sioux High's offense in a big position.
Yes. I mean, the defense stood up big. That sack started it, and then.
Who was that? Is that Campbell again on the sack?
Yeah.
Coming from that edge? I thought it was. And Horrigan, who was another guy you talk about can play at the next level. Adam Horrigan doesn't really get the accolades I think he deserves because Sioux High has so much depth on that interior. He's one of them as well.
Yeah. Good eye, hand coordination. Quickly pick up the ball and run with it.
And the big guy was lumbering for the 47 now of Sheboygan. They hand off, bouncing off would-be tacklers. To the left side was Rakegan. He's going to be brought down at about the 43-yard line, a gain of four.
Too bad the play wasn't designed to go to the right side because one of the Sheboygan linemen on the Sioux High's right side got there late, was out of position.
They put the ball at the 43-yard line of Sheboygan. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. 22-8, Blue Devils right now with the lead. Split backs are behind Campbell. Nobody out as a receiver. Now Campbell hands off Rakegan. Rakegan off right tackle. He'll get up to the 41-yard line, a gain of a couple yards on the play.
And good solid run. It kind of looked like he could have bounced it out, but he followed the block and just got the yardage he needed. Third and manageable.
Under 5.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. A huge sack by Campbell again. He has in this game 3.5 by my calculations, and that caused a turnover, and Adam Horrigan picked up the ball, and he rumbled another 15 yards into Sheboygan territory. Now the Blue Devils have a 3rd and 4 from the 41 of the Chiefs. Now Campbell, he pitches back to the halfback, Rakegum again. He'll bounce to the edge, look for a seam across the 30. He's at the 28-yard line on a Blue Devil first down. Ming brings him down.
Great blocking by Suhai. Great job by Rakegum to read his blocks and run off and make the appropriate cut.
He is doing a marvelous job tonight, Ray, and he's done it all year, of following his blockers, finding that seam, reading the play, and then his just sheer athletic ability with that speed, doing all the work.
Yeah, I mean, that's the toughest part of being a back, is following your blocks and let the blockers do the work, and then know when to cut and explode off of that at the right time.
4:35 to go here in the third. Devils driving at the 27 on 1st and 10 on the run by Rakegum for the first down. They hand off to the big fullback, nothing doing there. All the big uglies gather around and bring Cale Bell down.
So it's something you got to do. You got to keep them honest inside so that way you can set up the outside game.
2nd and 10 coming up from the 27 of Sheboygan. 4:15 to go in the third. 22-8 Blue Devils. Suhai coming in 2-0, taking on their rivals who are 1-1. Lake City win in week one for Sheboygan in the Old River Town. They lost at a very good Boyne City team last week. They play Ogama Heights at home next week in Sheboygan. Suhai's home next Saturday. Superior Heights from Sioux, Ontario will pay the toll and talk to immigration. Come on over. Now the handoff to Jacek. Jacek now trying to get to the edge. He's going to lose yardage and be brought down and driven backwards on the play as he will be brought down at about the 27. He didn't lose as much as I thought he would on that play.
Yeah, his speed kept him from losing. He probably should have cut back more inside to the left, but he thought he had it open to the right and tried to get by him, but
3rd and 10, back at the 27. No gain, no loss in the play. Could have a passing play coming up here. 3:20 to go here in the third. 22-8. Blue Devils to the lead. Down at the Sheboygan 27-yard line. Definitely four down territory. Campbell now under center. Split backs behind him. Nobody out as a receiver here. Now Campbell, and he'll play action. Back to pass. Callen looks. He'll throw over the middle. Has the man completed at the 15. Down to the 10. First down, Suhai, as they get it inside the 10-yard line on a pitch and catch with John Gravel, who is starting at tight end for his brother Joey, who had a concussion in late last week's game. So John gets the start, and he gets a big first down on the pitch and catch with Campbell.
High school football, that's probably the best pass play to run, is that drag across the middle. Campbell did a great job rolling out, getting his body turned so he could make a good throw. John's a big target, wide open, catch and run.
1st and goal from the 9 for Suhai. Campbell now hands off. Cale Bell, host of Chiefs are there. They bring him down right at the point of attack. 2:40 to go here in the third. The one thing I'm noticing, too, with Callen, how good he is in play action. Yeah. I mean, his feet, his footwork, Ray, the arm strength, I mean, just the sheer athletic ability, but just tremendous in play action.
And poise under control.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing everything right, and then to make the decision and have a great touch on the ball.
2nd and goal from the 9 coming up for Suhai from the Chiefs 9. 22-8, Blue Devils are driving, knocking on the touchdown door, and they'll hand off. This is going to be Rakegum. He'll scoot to the left, follow his blockers into the end zone. Number 4 on the night for River, and Suhai has a touchdown.
Offensive line coach would love that play there. You got two lead blockers, you're controlling the line, and your back just follows right in, almost untouched.
River Rakegum for the touchdown, his 4th of the night, and the Blue Devils increase their lead here in the third quarter of play. That's a big touchdown there.
Yeah, huge.
The way, because Sheboygan ain't quitting. Here's McDonald, line drive, doink, off the crossbar, and good for Ethan McDonald as he hits the extra point. Does the soccer player line drive, gets a little friendly roll off that crossbar.
You could either say hometown roll or when you're winning, things are going your way.
That's it. Suhai TD on the run by Rakegum. And once again, Suhai has a kicker like they did last year and Cole Hawker. And again, cohesion and working together with another program. Al MacArthur is as classy as they come and is running a good, strong soccer program that's getting better.
Yeah.
And a couple nice wins this year. Big win in Kingsley last week. And Ethan McDonald's a big part of it. And when there's not a soccer match, he's here kicking for Suhai.
That's a great way to do it.
Yep, and you know, and I doesn't surprise me at all that you have that because Al, he's done a great job of that program, and he's a Sioux High guy. Point after is good. We've had it before with good cohesion with the soccer programs, but you know that just I was not surprised at all that it's that seamless with the gentlemen involved there on each side. There's a kickoff, penalty flag automatic because it went out of bounds on the kickoff. Sheboygan and Sioux High here tonight. Blue Devils in with a 29-8 lead as they get it up to increase their lead a moment ago on the Rikigan fourth touchdown of the day. So Sioux High will have Sheboygan get the ball at the 35-yard line after the out-of-bounds kickoff. That's an automatic penalty. 2:08 to go here in the third quarter of play. Sheboygan ball at the 35.
So now if you're Sioux High on defense, follow your keys. Don't try and cheat up. Keep everything basically in front of you. Short gains. If Sheboygan's going to score, make them go 4 or 5 yards up the field. Long drive to eat up the clock.
Indeed. That's exactly what they did there. And now this is the handoff. Host of Blue Devils are there to bring them down. And no gain on the play for the Sheboygan Chiefs. Brings up second down coming up.
And this is where you see momentum starting to take over. Things are going good for Sioux High now. You're getting a little bit better jump off the ball. Sheboygan's kind of back on their heels. Take advantage of it.
4:14, time of the drive for Sioux High. For the touchdown, River Rikigam, it was a touchdown run of 9 yards. His fourth of the day, six-play drive, 47 yards for Sioux High, and the PAT was good as well. Now the point, or the second down play, the handoff, they go wide, and they're going to lose yardage here. Sioux High has the blood on the water they see, and Mosier goes down on the play. Albacall on him, and Nick Albacall's had a really nice game tonight as well.
Yes, yeah, so you can see right now, Sioux High has taken over the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They pretty much had it sealed off. The best they were going to get would have been a yard.
7-game winning streak for Sioux High against Sheboygan. Looking to make it 8. And there was times that it went 20 years. And
yes.
I remember, I want to say my junior year, Sioux High was 3-0 under Ralph Cernowski, going, or 2-0. We had a pep rally going into the Sheboygan game. Yeah, this is the year. This is the year. It's like 94, I want to say, now up the middle. And as nice run by Balazovic all the way across the 40. And I walk into my parents' kitchen after the game. And my sister, who works for the Sioux schools, by the way, now, my sister Karen, says, that's the Sioux High football team we now know and love. Sheboygan 60, Sioux High 6 was the final score. They were 2-0 going, that's the Sioux High team we know. And then 2 years later, Sioux High did snap that long losing streak that spanned, I think, a couple decades because they didn't get anything in the 80s.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
You were there. You were out there on the field.
Yeah.
That's the end of the third quarter of play with the score, Sioux High 29 and the Sheboygan Chiefs 8. We'll take a break, come back with the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute. Blue Devils rolling 29-8 over Sheboygan on 1230 WSOL.
Right?
Yeah. And we're back here at the Vansitters Field, and Sheboygan turns the ball over. Sioux High now will come back out and on that play offensively, and it's first and 10 for the Blue Devils. They'll have the ball at the 44-yard line to start the fourth quarter of play, and it's a 29-8 Sioux High lead over Sheboygan here at the Vansitters. Earlier tonight, Pickford beat Brimley 48-14. They had to call the game late. Not enough players for Brimley. They had some injuries, and they were down where they couldn't play. And tough situation in Brimley, especially playing a Pickford team. Here comes Rikigam again, bouncing off the edge, across the 40 all the way to the 35-yard line on the play, and a nifty run by River.
Yeah. Outside, off tackle, sweeps. Sioux High has just dominated Sheboygan.
Yep, fatigue setting in, I think, at this point as well.
Yes.
For the Sheboygan Chiefs. So, first and 10 Blue Devils. Ball at the 33-yard line. Callan Campbell will come to center now. Split backs behind, and yet again, Sioux High strong second half adjustments. Third straight week, Ray. And now they will hand off. This is Ricky. Going to change directions from left to right. He gets hit hard across the 30 as the boom was lowered by number 27 for Sheboygan. And that was Sean Pastula bringing down Evett River Rikigam. It will bring up second down at the 30-yard line of the Chiefs. Second and 8. He gains 2 on that play. 10:54 to go in the fourth. 29-8. Sioux High with the lead.
He does such an excellent job of reading his blocks. And
he's getting better and better, Ray. I mean, each game. And stronger.
Yes.
And now Campbell with split backs behind. And now they'll hand off. Cale Bell, he'll get all the way up to the 33-yard line. Good chunk of yardage for Cale. And River was on this team last year. He came up about third gamer, and you could see he's just a young player at the time, and of course Sioux High had enough backs. But he came in, would give them another look, and you could see this kid has something, and we're certainly seeing it this year because he's certainly become a lead back with Cale Bell for Sioux High. Coach. And then, Pat Bennett mentioned it so many times, 3rd and 8 coming up for Sioux High and Sheboygan territory. The one thing they were missing, even on that 2020 team that went to the second round of the playoffs, they're missing that home run hitter. Hey, that one guy that can just break away. They have it with Rikigam now.
Yes.
They did not have that, even on those great teams from a couple years ago. And now split backs. This is Bell, or make it Campbell, keeping it himself, and he'll run all the way across the 30. Gets the first down on 3rd and 1.
The previous run by Bell was a great run because he looked like he was going to get stopped for just a yard gain, and he worked it forward to almost a first down.
Those strong legs he has, and he's just a sophomore.
Yeah.
173 yards, couple touchdowns in Escanaba. Grayling did a good job of containing him, but he kept with it and played a key role in the second half when Sioux High made the switch and put him to halfback, blocking for Rikigam.
Yeah.
Fine, if things aren't going, you can't be the bell cow, then you block for the guy that's having success. And here comes Cale again, and big hit at the end as he tried to get across the 15, driven back at the 17.
Yeah, he keeps those legs moving and keeps himself driving forward.
Second down play, 9:45 to go in this one. 29-8, Sioux High. Ball down at the Sheboygan 16-yard line. Second down and 7.
And clock just ticking away.
Yep. And, anybody that's a Sioux High fan or played football, and Mike Lynn will say it all the time, you always enjoy a win over Sheboygan.
Yes, you do.
And second and 7 coming up. Campbell with split backs behind him. Receiver to the left. Handoff, counter play across the 15. Of course, things are changing next year. Sioux High more than likely out of the Northern Michigan Football Conference, probably in the semblance of the Big North, something that nature. The question is always going to be, what about this rivalry? Sheboygan's not going to go anywhere. They're going to stay in the conference. They have 2 to 3 windows in non-conference. Of course, there's always a concern, and I'm sure Pat and the athletic department is going to be working feverishly on it, checking in with Sheboygan. Jason Friday was up here in the press box, the Sheboygan athletic director. He'll do everything in his power. He'll want to see this continue.
Yeah.
And, because as Pat said, it's really a benefit to them because obviously, they are not head, Sioux High's not head and shoulders above Sheboygan. And Sheboygan wins over Sioux High with the way the new playoff system is a run about a yard or two. It's 3rd and 3. But if Sheboygan beats Sioux High, and Sioux High being a Division III to Division IV team, that's big playoff points.
Yep.
And they are definitely winnable games for Sheboygan, even though Sioux High's won the last 8. But they're hoping they can continue that because they don't want to lose them. It's a long-standing rivalry. I think you got to go back. I know Mr. Anderson was a historian with the Blue Devil Sports. I think you go back to the 1920s. I mean, they've been playing a long time. And now it brings up 4th and 2. And someone jumped on that line. And we'll get movement. And I think it was off Sheboygan. It was.
Yep.
That will give Sioux High a first down.
Smart play by Sioux High. Try and draw him offside. Go for the hard count.
You go back to Barry Pearson was here. And, of course, when he came, he gave them the ability. He said, hey, you can win in football. I don't care if it's a hockey town. And it's it's cultivated since then. I'll never forget when they beat Sheboygan here in the late 90s when they went 7-2. And that was a huge win. And it was the second time only in like 30 years Sioux High won. And now they go right up the middle, not much doing. Campbell is crunched back at about the 10-yard line. I think he lost one or two yards on the play. But that right there gave them confidence, and things started to turn a little bit. Sheboygan won several games in the early 2000s, but the last 7 years it's been Sioux High looking at their eighth straight. But it's always been the benchmark for Sioux High. If you beat Sheboygan, you got something.
Yeah.
The respect is there. There's no question. Of course, Jack Kuhn, the longtime coach there, Dave Schultz, has battled through some rebuilding and some issues, and this year has a nice team. They came in with a lot of confidence here tonight. They felt that they really had a good chance in this game. And Sioux High's done a nice job here tonight, especially in the second half yet again.
And key plays can really change a game. If you look at the scoreboard, you think, oh, there wasn't that close. But a couple plays here and there make a big difference.
Rakegan bounces to the edge. He's going to be cut off around the 5 and brought down there, gain of 5 yards. 6.5 left in this one. Great crowd on hand, a beautiful night for football. As they're wrapped all the way down along the fence, standing there. A lot of people in the grandstands. Had a good crowd for a Thursday night last week. Three more home games. They have one next week on a Saturday. Superior Heights is in town. The JVs will kick things off with a doubleheader, and then the varsity will take over at 3. So the JVs in the area noon to 1 o'clock, and then varsity. And then don't forget, next Saturday is the big Booster Club kickoff pub night they're having at the CC Hall. Get your tickets at the door or from a Booster Club member.
There you go.
And that's a big event. And, of course, where would you be without a Booster Club? And Blue Devil Booster Club does a great job. They'll have that pub night at CC Hall next Saturday. And that will be after the Blue Devil game and in the evening hours around 7 o'clock. And should be a good time at the CC Hall. And Blue Devil Booster Club does a great job.
They're like the backbone now of any good athletic program in any school. So you want to support the boosters. They do so much.
They run the concession stands. You know, they get the volunteers, get parents. They do all the peripheral stuff that you don't really think about when you think about it. And it's a vital thing to running an athletic program, as you well know.
Oh, yeah. When I first started coaching, you didn't have to worry about that. But now, budgets get cut.
Yeah.
You could not survive without a booster club.
Nope. And they do a nice job. And that is all the proceeds. And it goes to the Blue Devil Booster Club to help them, help the athletic programs.
Yeah.
It's very vital. They throw some cash or different things if they need jerseys or whatever. They'll help out whatever they can. And all volunteers and the volunteer board. And now Sioux High in a 3rd and 6 coming up. Campbell now will roll back in a play action. Throw to the right corner of the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. Max Scott over there for that TD and a pitching catch from Callan Campbell.
Great throw, touch on the ball to go over the defender, and just as good a catch to focus on the ball, keep your feet in bounds.
That was a 15-yard pitch and catch, I'll call. 5:46, and Sioux High increases their lead.
And their kick for the extra point.
Ethan McDonald again. Coming up, and that one's up. No good. Pushes it off to the left side. But it's 35-8, and coming in, I tell you what, if you were to tell me Sioux High would have a 35-8 lead this game, I would have said, okay, I think you're crazy, but I'll tell you what, they certainly take it.
Yeah, if you would have said, actually looking at the number of points that Sheboygan has been scoring, I mean, I said it might be 35-28.
Yep. Campbell finds Scott for the touchdown. You forget about Max Scott in this. He has had some nice catches. He had a big third down in the Escanaba game late in the second quarter. It was huge because then Sioux High was able to get down and score in the latter seconds, take the lead 14-7 in the locker room. And he makes a big catch there. We talk about Rakegan and Bell and what Campbell can do with the offense. Max Scott, him or Kurt Orzechowski can't lose in the shuffle here because they're definitely players that can contribute.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a very nice offense. You've got the inside running with Bell. You got good line play. You got the speed. Campbell's making great decisions, has a great touch on the ball, and you got receivers who can catch it. So they're playing well as a team.
They certainly are, and this it definitely is it'd be interesting where Scott Menard thinks, you know, where this ranks this year. I think it's the best game we've seen from them, you know, as far as just how the strength and they're able to really take the ball and run with it. And they played well in Escanaba, and last week they gutted out a tough win against Grayling. But I tell you what, I'd be interested what the coach thinks about tonight. There was a fumbled kickoff. Key Kiefer kicks it off to the Chiefs. They pick it up and going to be brought down around the 16-yard line. Chiefs take over, 35-8. Blue Devils in the lead, 5:40 to go.
Yeah, this has been an excellent game. I've listened to you the last 2 weeks, and it's kind of the same script. You kind of walk through, get close to the halftime, and dominate the second half. This game, they've played much better offensively and have had control of the game.
And to your point, Coach Menard's kickoff interview asking about what you want to see, you know, here tonight, what are you looking for, better start to the game. I think he got that tonight.
Yes, you're up. You scored the first two drives of the game, up 14-0. That's can't get much better than that.
And now Sheboygan at the handoff, off left tackle, not much doing there. Campbell is there. Caden Lujan as well. Lujan's had a nice game. Nice team effort it's been for Sioux High. And again, you go back, you know, you get the better start, and you're also still making those really good adjustments and just shutting the door in the second half. That's been the key to this season. It's just how the door slamming they've done in the second half, not leaving a doubt.
Yeah, no, I like watching the players come off when they, at times, they're like, hey, coach, they're doing this to me. And there's good interaction, that the communication, that they want to get better. They know what they got to do. And
5 minutes to go. Second down and 10 coming up for the Chiefs at the 16 of Sheboygan. Now Gardner. He will hand off left tackle, and the Blue Devils, Caden Lujan, and then the tackle, bringing down Flores of Sheboygan.
Make it third and long.
4:40, clock rolling. Dave Watson and Ray Bell here at the Vansitters Field. Tiffany Stratton and Walter back at the Radio Sioux Studios working our variable resistors for us. And breaking from the huddle now. Are the Chiefs. Quick moving game this has been. You know, not even here in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth, not even 9 o'clock. And the handoff, Sioux High says there's a fumble there, and the Blue Devils recover, and they'll take over at the Sheboygan 20-yard line.
Yeah, the second half has been dominating by Sioux High. They're firing off the ball, they're controlling the line of scrimmage, forcing turnovers, and then scoring when they get the ball.
And the sheer confidence they're playing with and defensively. I mean, we talk about the interior, and coming into the year, I kind of, you know, people ask, what do you think? And it's like, well, you know, you lose a quarterback 4 years, question mark there. You knew you had it with the interior. John Burke, who's going to be playing at CMU, Adam Horrigan, list goes on and on. Timmy Garland, who I forgot about. I joked with him at the pancake breakfast. Timmy, I think you have tenure. You seem like he's been here. He's been on the team for 3 years. A big contributor. Guys like Salcido Arroyo, Oshelski, able to get him to come out. Yep. He's made a good impact, not playing football for the last couple of years. But, you know, and after the Escanaba game, thinking, man, they have a strong team. And the way the playoff system is, you have to keep on winning.
Yes.
I mean, you can't have a hiccup. And the biggest thing for me is the next big game, Ray, is Petoskey. They have to beat Petoskey, Division III team. You got to get those points. Hope for the best against St. Francis. I think they really can go into Kingsley at Rhodes Field, perhaps when they can't forget about Superior Heights in front of them. I think Ogama Heights and West Branch could be a trap game. But this team right now, they're looking, they're rolling. You got to win as many as you can. But the biggest game, they could go 7-2, 8-1. They have to beat Petoskey, just the way the point system is.
Yeah.
And now Campbell under center. Caden Lujan is going to get some snaps. Sioux High's bringing in some reserves. And here's a handoff. Not much doing there. And in on the tackle, a host of Chiefs, bringing down the Blue Devil ball carrier as Scott Menard gets in all kinds of reserves. And again, as you want to do that when you have 38 players on the roster.
Yes, you got to get them other playing time. I mean, sometimes just you're also building for the future.
Yep. We talked, you know, we didn't really talk about that, and we talked about it in previous broadcasts with Ryan Wolin. We've got 2nd and 8 and 10 coming up for Caden. He's going to let that play clock run all the way down, 3.5 to go in the game on the game clock. And now they will hand off to Alex Jasek, breaking tackles. He's brought down off the edge. But great numbers all the way across the board, 38 players. I think Herb Maloney at the JVs has 25 in that neighborhood. Sioux Giants, Ryan Wolin's coaching at the Sioux Giants 7th and 8th grade. Him and J.D. Holzma down there, and they got good numbers there. And then Mikey Lynn, solid numbers at 5th and 6th, and that's all about it. But when I heard close to 40 kids on a varsity route, Sioux High, we hadn't seen that in a while. That's just outstanding.
And old coach that I used to coach with, he used to be, you got to have so many numbers at the 5th and 6th grade level because, and he'd have it down. You, out of that whole number, you're only going to end up with this. So if you don't have numbers there,
yep,
you're going to have problems.
And, you know, I think Scott and his staff's done a good job, and the coaches he has at the lower levels, that we have a timeout on the field, it appears, 2:45 to go on a 3rd and long coming up at the 19 of Sheboygan. But and then the kids have done a good job out recruiting. You know, hey, Carter Oshelski, come on out. Hey, George Bauman, come on out and play. That's played a big role in it.
Yeah, and that's going back to the culture the coaches set, because kids like to play and they get other kids like, hey, we could be really good. You get here, your speed. And
well, and you know, I've always, he's my all-time favorite and a Prof Lunch Pail kid. And I go back to Jake Davey and what he did and his leadership. It's still has repercussions. I mean, in my opinion, he's gone at Elma, but what he did and his leadership and what in younger kids coming out and watching what he did and Chris Pierce and all these other kids that rallied around Jake really, I think, played a big role in the turning this program into something that has sustainability, really.
Yeah, no, you're totally, you know, right, because that it's amazing what a really good leader does and how long it lingers.
I have no. I've been broadcasting Blue Devil sports for over 25 years. I have no problem saying this, Ray. That's the best leader, the best athlete I've seen come through Sioux High. I mean, there's no question. We've had great ones. Steve Angeli, you're coaching with.
Yeah.
He was a great leader. But I'll tell you what Jake, what he did at this school, a fumble on the play on that 3rd down. I haven't seen it, you know, in the long time I've been broadcasting these games and watching them.
And that leadership is such a hard thing. A lot of kids want to be the leader, but they don't want to have tough conversations with teammates. So when you see a good one there, it's fun to be around.
Jake's dad is a longtime friend of mine, but I'll tell you what that kid did, and he has my respect. And, well, I might adopt him, take him away from Brian.
I think he might have a little bit to say about that.
or just say, you know, as a handoff down the sideline. I will say this, so that's a late hit. That definitely was a late hit, driven out of bounds, but I don't see no flag.
Yeah, that's where time and score sometimes.
Plays a role, minute 58 to go. But he certainly doesn't get his athletic ability from dad. I always like to point that out. But here's Sioux High 35-8 with the lead. They'll get to 3-0. On the season with just 1:58 to go in this one. Blue Devils looking to try to get this win. I see Dan Arsenal in the stands tonight, an old partner of mine up here in the booth. Came up from Alpena to watch the game and watch his nephew John sitting with his mom, Sue Arsenal.
Yep.
And Sue told me Dan was coming to town. Great to see Dan back up here in Sioux St. Marie visiting. 1st and 10 coming up here for the Chiefs as they take over. And just a formality at this point, 1:58 to go in this ball game. Sheboygan now under center. They will hand off. This is Gardner staying in the game. Not much doing there. Boy, the way this game turned, Ray. I mean, Sheboygan was in it, and then Sioux High just snatched it from him. It just ran and didn't look back.
Yeah, Sheboygan marched down the field. Sioux High forced that 2nd half turnover and capitalized on it. that was the ball game.
Now it's a minute and a half to go in this ball game. Second and 10 coming up now for Sioux High. And 1:25 as the clock's rolling here at the Van Sitters Field. Now it's Gardner under center, and he will hand off. A little breathing room here up the middle for the Chiefs. They'll get all the way up to the 30-yard line. A good run by Sheboygan.
And that'll be a first down for Sheboygan.
And a good run by, it looked like, number 27 there. I think it was Pastula. Hard to tell in those white to orange uniforms, orange numerals.
Sometimes the people that design uniforms have never been up here and have to read.
Amen, brother. Amen. They're very old. They're kind of, remember the Cleveland Browns went to those Tootsie Roll uniforms a few years ago? I hated those things. I was looking at it. They were kind of similar to that. Man, I hated those unis. I was so glad when they went back to the old school Browns unis.
Yes.
They look like they look like a Tootsie Roll wrapper running on the field. They played like it, too. That's when they went winless.
Yes.
35 seconds left here in this one. As Sheboygan has a second down coming up. Blue Devils running away from this one. 35-8, and they'll go 3-0 on the campaign. What an effort here tonight. And they get Superior Heights coming in next week on Saturday. Scott Nason and Ryan Wolin will have the call. They hand it off that time to Jacob Seaman. Gets a few yards. Should be the last play of the game as Sioux High will move on and win this one. An impressive second half, an impressive total game. And Scott Menard and crew will be happy with this one. They are 3-0. Final score 35-8. And the crowd loving it. And they're showing their appreciation here at the Van Sitters Field. And we got fireworks off behind the visitors' vents over there. And the Blue Devils win this one 35-8. And Ray, your thoughts on this game? I think this is the first time you're able to see them in action, other than the scrimmage you mentioned.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I was really impressed. They got an excellent offense because they can run inside, outside. Good passing attack between the receivers and the quarterback. Defense has a knack of bending, not breaking, and they make adjustments the second half, and they have just shut down teams in the second half.
This was as impressive as you're going to find.
Yes, just a great game. And the best part is every game they're getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what coaches strive for. You want your going into the playoffs to be your peaking at the right time, and they've done a great job. Coach Menard wanted a fast start. They got up 14-0, survived a little run back by Sheboygan, made plays, and just put the game away.
I want to talk about, you know, as Jim Moore would say, playoffs. But, you know, and I never really want to bring that word up because of the new playoff system and the way it is. And they got gypped at 6-3 last year. It's dead. But that's why I think it's more of a possibility. There's no question about it. But, again, you know, there's work to do. They know that.
Yeah.
That Petoskey game, I think that's one they got to have. They beat them, they're in. I mean, that's the way, just the way the point system and that thing. But you're right. I mean, just the way they dominated tonight, they're fun to watch.
Yes,
that's
they
the other
are.
Thing. They're just fun to watch.
Yeah. Ever since I've been back here, about 20 years, I come out, watch a lot of Sioux High football games, and there's been some not-so-fun teams to watch. This is a fun team to watch because you get third and long, they're dropping back the pass. They can score. They can get that first down where teams in the past couldn't.
Get a big play. River Rakegum's right there ready to bust one open.
Yes.
All that. And then that defense.
Yes.
Great to see the students out there celebrating with the team, singing Sioux High Fight. Ray, thanks for joining me tonight. Fun to, you know, kind of switch up. I knew you'd be good to call a football game, and I knew if your schedule allowed, you'd be with us, and I appreciate it. Here's a lot of fun tonight.
Hey, it was fun doing a game with you.
We'll see you during basketball season.
For sure.
And good luck to Bawadi here coming up. You're coaching is it the fifth and sixth grade?
I'm doing the fifth grade. So
with the girls?
Fifth grade girls.
Good luck to Bawadi this season. Have fun with that. I knew you'd be back coaching somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not interfered with the broadcasting of basketball. That was the important thing for me.
And that's what I enjoy, basketball broadcast. So I will keep that. I will work around that. So you'll have me for a while.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight, Ray. A lot of fun.
Have a good night.
All right. Ray Bell and filling in for Ryan Wolin. He's our basketball analyst, is Ray, and filling in for football tonight. Happy night for the Blue Devils. 35-8, final score. Postgame show coming up as Sioux High knocks off their arch rival Sheboygan. 35-8, the Van Sitters on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Van Sitters Field in our postgame show. Sioux High wins it 35-8. Impressive showing here, especially in the second half. Here's the totals of the game. As Sioux High would score in the first quarter at the 2:53 mark, it was off a muffed punt by Sheboygan that put Sioux High in great field position. River Rakegan would rumble 33 yards to the touchdown, 8 seconds time of the drive, first play from scrimmage. The point after was no good, and the score was 6-0 Sioux High with the lead. 9:30 time in the second quarter of play. Sioux High would get a touchdown run. River Rakegan, 80 yards for the touchdown. The two-point try was good by the Blue Devils. Sioux High had a 14-0 lead at that particular time, and that was a big touchdown for Sioux High. Sheboygan would come back. They'd get on the board at the 104 mark on a touchdown by Dylan Balazovic from 1 yard out. And the point after was a two-point try. Gardner would find Balazovic in the flats for the two-point try. And it was 14-8, Sioux High with the lead. And time of the drive was 8:16. It was a 60-yard drive in total, and 13-play drive for Sheboygan. Halftime, it was 14-8 Blue Devils. Third quarter, Sioux High would get a touchdown run by River Rakegan, 9 yards on the play at 10:42 of that third quarter of play. The two-point conversion was good on a pass. Campbell would find K.O. Bell on the play, and that would make it a Blue Devil lead of 22-8. Time of the drive, 1:18, and it was a 80-yard drive in total for Sioux High for that touchdown. Blue Devils then at 2:08 would score. Rakegan from 9 yards. Point after was good. Six-play drive, 47 yards on the drive for the Blue Devils, up 29-8. And then at 5:46, Sioux High would score in a touchdown pass. Campbell would find Max Scott in the right corner of the end zone. Point after, no good. And the Blue Devils move on to the win, 35-8. Big key play to end or to start the second half was Alex Jasek would take the ball from deep in Blue Devil territory in the opening second half kickoff all the way down to the 20-yard line. That was huge. That was a huge special teams play, and that really tilted things for Sioux High. And once again, they dominated the second half. That's what they've been doing the first three games of the season, and that's what they did here tonight as well, as the Blue Devils win this one 35-8, and they're 3-0 on the campaign. Reminder, Coach's Corner from Applebee's tomorrow morning at 11:05 a.m. Join us as I navigate through the scores that matter. Scott Nason joins us, of course, as well, the voice of the Sioux Eagles and host of the game over on News Talk 1400. Also, we will talk Sioux St. Marie, or the Sioux Flag Football League, with the Byrons and Coach Kipper from the league all joining us. All that this week in high school sports and what's on deck, all that much more in Coach's Corner tomorrow, and coming your way at 11:05 a.m. from Applebee's on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Back with the next game preview, and to wrap it up from the Van Sitters Field in 1 minute, Sioux High wins this one 35-8 over Sheboygan on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie, Blue Devils win this one by a score of 35-8 over the Sheboygan Chiefs. They're 3-0 on the campaign. Sheboygan falls to 1-2. Time for our next game preview. Football Blue Devils are back at home next Saturday as the Superior Heights Steelhawks from Sioux, Ontario come calling across to the Michigan side to battle the Blue Devils. Join Scott Nason and Ryan Wolin for the call. Kickoff show will start around 2:45 in that area on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230WSOO.com. Detroit Tigers baseball joined in progress coming up next from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Tigers had the lead in the top of the fourth inning, 4-0. Tigers leading the Royals. We'll take it out to Dan Dickerson in moments time in America's heartland. Well, it is time for our final thoughts on the night. And, well, this team keeps on impressing and getting better and better. I thought this was as much of a complete game as they've had this year, and they've had good games all the way across. They gutted a tough one out, had a big second half last week. Second half adjustments have been big. The team's gaining confidence. They're having fun, and they're rolling, and they're looking good. And keep on winning, baby. That's the name of the game. And right now, Sioux High's looking good at 3-0 with Superior Heights looming on Saturday. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer has been Tiffany Stratton and company, along with Walter. I'm Dave Watson, saying Sioux High football is a sports presentation at 1230 WSOO. And the final score from the Van Sitters Field in Sioux St. Marie, and a gorgeous night for football. The Sioux High Blue Devils, 35. The Sheboygan Chiefs, 8. Blue Devils have won 8 straight against the Chiefs. And that will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.